like causation. People who own goggles are often getting fit. We seem to see that happen quite a lot. May we conclude that getting fit is caused by owning goggles? Clearly we may not. If we take into account how many people swim, it's a factor that confounds the implication. For people who swim, own goggles, and get fit, that explains our wacky correlation. Correlation does not imply causation. I've found that when I'm happy, I often seem to giggle. Knowing that may really serve me well. Or maybe when I giggle, it tends to make me happy. How am I supposed to tell? The arrow of causation may point left or right or both. So here's what I suspect to be the scoop. I giggle and I feel happy, so I giggle and feel more happy. Because I'm in a causal loop. Correlation does not imply causation. Correlation does not imply causation. The yearly rate of
poverty
and the length of my own
hair
correlate with an R of 0.99. I discovered this by accident. I don't know what to do with this amazing
hair
of mine. There's some hidden mystic power built into my
hair.
My professor says it's nothing of the kind. It's coincidence my
hair
length predicts the yearly rate of
poverty.
The universe is just messing with my mind. Correlation does not imply causation. Correlation does not imply causation. Post hoc ergo propter hoc is just a fallacy. You expect a certain melody here, but that's up to me. Correlation does not imply causation. Correlation does not imply causation. Correlation does not imply causation.